morning. We are here. It is Sunday, the 30th of March, 2014. New moon in Aries. Let us begin. The astrological alignments and structures that are happening at this time are like nothing that has been seen for a long time. There's a great alignment with a pivotal point of Jupiter involved. And for those who are into astrology, you know what we are talking about. But it is very important. It is like the restart of a new era, of a new time, of great accomplishments and great change. And the dropping away of old paradigms and the rise of new paradigms, and the dropping away of old structures and the rise of new structures that are more expansive, energetic, life-affirming, powerful. And it is also a time of individuals finding their passion, finding their purpose, finding their talents. Much of what's been going on over the last 20, 25, 30 years or more has been a pigeonholing of people into certain places, a return back to a rigid structure, kind of a recoiling, if you will, from the 60s, where the 60s happened and then there was this strong recoil back to conservative fundamentals and structures that were more rigidly defined and limiting, very limiting, so that people could feel the comfort of such rigidity. But that came at a cost. Came at a cost in your environment, came at a cost of your economics, it came at a cost of your physical health. And so now you are recoiling, that recoil has reached its end. And it is as if the cannon is being reloaded. And this time, sky's the limit. This time, the promise of a wider, more expansive understanding, an increase of more significant living, and the power of the individual to bring change, to be the agent of change. You are the agents of change. You are the agents of change you've been waiting for. And now, with the alignments that are occurring in the next 2 weeks, you will find yourself propelled into that new expansive existence. And many structures will begin to collapse because they must, to allow for the new, think of it almost as an upgrade. We've all had this concept of upgrading. You've upgraded your homes, you've upgraded your cars, you've upgraded your computers. This is an upgrading time. of existence, where the energies will allow for individuals to meet their destinies. There was too much of a cutting off before destiny could be reached before, whether it was through death and starvation, wars, poverty, all kinds of drags on a person's liberty and a right to light their passion, social norms, all of these kinds of things. And all of that's going to fade and fall away very quickly. Whether it is the revisiting of the marijuana laws in the States, whether it is a revisiting of the social norms, whether it is a revisiting of the economics, all of these things that need to be upgraded. And that is where you are going in the next few weeks. You are going to begin to see an upgrading energy. So imagine yourself. You are on a river, and it reached a place of stagnation, reached a place where the water seemed to go nowhere. There's a wonderful analogy of this in the movie African Queen, where Humphrey Bogart and Katharine Hepburn have reached the end of the rope. They can go no further. They're in a boat, and the boat is stuck in the mud. And then there's a storm. And the storm rises the river and pushes them out into the larger expanse of the lake they were seeking. That is what is kind of occurring here for all of you. This energy is going to come in, lift all boats over the muck, and into a more expansive expression of reality. And so be heartened by that, and also be ready for it. And stop looking behind you so much, and look ahead. You are the agents of change, and change is upon you. With that, we will depart. It's been our pleasure.